Hello, I'm Stephen Allen, and welcome to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.
Hello, welcome to another podcast, quote marks, live, end quote marks, from the shed. I record this in my little shed studio. By the way, the shed, which is my favourite place in the entire house, because it's the me thing, right? If you walk around the other parts of the house, you wouldn't necessarily know that I had any say in the purchasing of items and decorations. However, in here, we've talked about this before. We've got my old Dali print from when I was a student on the wall over there because I was pretentious. Over there, we've got like the cards from some of the TV stuff. And down here, Bluetooth-enabled scales. Weighing scales. And actually, I've never checked to see if my missus even wanted to use them. But we had like a thing of, oh, we don't need weighing scales in the house. It doesn't matter how big we are. But I wanted to know how big I am. So I bought these ones. And I've just weighed myself. And clearly, the cold in the shed must be affecting the results. I think there's a law of physics that the colder something is, the more it thinks that you're fat. So, there you go. So that's what's happened there. That's the mood that I'm in. Starving myself and another 0.1 kilogram heavier. Anyway, so the point is, we did a radio show by looking at some stuff from the newspapers. We trimmed it down to make it podcastable, and it came out sounding like this. On the show today, many news stories we might be talking about. A tree woman. Even I can't remember what that story was about. I'm looking forward to finding out. Is that a woman made of a tree or a woman who loves trees? I don't know. 20 miles an hour speed limits are back in the news. Generation Z. Whenever newspapers have a story about Generation Z, it's probably not going well. I was doing a thing the other night and we were talking about the discipline in schools. There are cases where teachers have been locking the classroom doors to keep violent kids out. And the problem is, in the olden days, it used to be parents and teachers ganging up on the kids. Like, you'd hate the idea of a parents' evening in case, like, the two forces teamed up. Like, when Germany was fighting Russia and the Allied forces. But maybe not that bad. But now it's the parents who team up with the kid against the teacher. And that phrase, it takes a village to raise a child. It does, but that village has to gang up against the child. Anyway, more on that story later. Plus loads more newsy bits. There's a story about dessert carts, whatever it's called. Old-fashioned dessert trolleys are back in fashion. Just the other day, I got told off about whether I should be calling it pudding or dessert. Apparently, pudding's the proper way, and dessert's a bit nouveau riche. I'm not even nouveau riche. I'm not riche. So, anyway, I do like a dessert. And the dessert carts are back. Meals on Wheels. The popular 1970s trolley cart thing are being used again at posh restaurants. And this is the dovetail in Mayfair. So that they are... Oh, what's going on over there? That they are going to be getting the old trolley out. Which is brilliant. I like the idea of the old way of doing things. Me and the missus were bought an afternoon tea. Where you get like a stand. And they refill all the different cakes. And you just eat the cakes. And then they refill it again. And after we'd done about three refills. And they were looking at me like, you're not meant to be here, working class man. They took our stack away. And I did think, for the price it would be online just to buy your own frame, just get one out from under the table and they'd have to bring in more sandwiches. Come on, I'll turn up with my own trolley cart next time. There's a story about the 20-mile-an-hour speed limits. So, and I realise this is not local news, this is in Wales. A single council has received more than 300 applications to change roads back to 30 from 20 miles an hour. Councillors in Flintshire say that it shows the anger that people have at these 20 mile an hour speed limits. And I kind of understand why. Look, I get if it's safer, all power to your elbow, but we're just not set up for 20 miles an hour, are we? Like, our cars have not been built that they're any good at doing 20 miles an hour. It just feels like, are you in second, are you in first, are you in third, what's happening? And it's a difficult speed to maintain. No one expects you to be doing 20, so they're right up in your boot, aren't they? And I was just thinking, as a physics kind of guy, I realised that speed equals distance divided by time. So how about we meet you halfway? Keep the speed limits at 30 miles an hour, but I'll just drive the long way around. Is that better? There we go. I think we've solved it. Have we solved it? There's a whole survey about regrets. And Brits, apparently, their top regrets are not having a nest egg. Is this in the newspapers because of Easter? This is how people get confused, don't they? But also, no, that makes sense, right? We all wish we would have saved more money. But in the moment, you don't want to save more, do you? Like, save more now and you'll have a nest egg in the future. But, you know. But this is my favourite one. One of the top regrets that people say they have is not marrying someone richer. That is brutal, isn't it? But it's also brutal if you say it in front of your spouse. Other financial woes include wishing that they hadn't bought pointless stuff. But again, it's your own stupid fault, like making out you're the victim of your own circumstance. People wish that they'd learned about finances at a younger age and chosen better paid work. Yeah. No, I'm with you. Everyone should just marry richer. If we all married richer, it would sort out the economy, wouldn't it? Now, I've not really done the maths on that, but it feels like it makes sense. Previously, on this show and in newspaper columns, whatever, I've been slightly obsessed with Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop. There's a weird sentence. But it's her website, and she sells a candle that smells like you-know-what, right? We can't say it on radio, but you know what it smells like, what she says it smells like. You kind of got to take her word for it, unless you're Chris Martin. But again, we've said, right. A candle firm now is in the news for launching a bizarre set of scented candles, including one that smells of chlorine, rotting fresh, and hippo poop. Now, you can see why I would nearly put those two stories together to make an obvious joke. Well, I didn't. I've backed out of doing that joke now. But Stinky Candle Company offers these. They include soiled urine, zoo smell. And I was thinking, why would you want that? Because I'm annoyed that people tend to buy scented candles and never do anything with them anyway. They just sit around, don't they? It's not even like we get power cuts where you need a candle anymore. But then why would you want a candle that smells of hippo poop? And then it made sense. You know, if you have like a dinner party and some people just aren't leaving and you've got a busy day next day and you're like, ah, how do we get these out of the house? Get out the old scented candle, strike up some hippo poop and zoo smell. Next thing you know, they're leaving or they're really weird. Either way, it's good knowledge. A couple of stories to cram together on this one. A group of sweary parrots are being egged on by naughty grannies. This is at the Lincolnshire Wildlife Park, where they found that old people are turning up and teaching the parrots how to swear. Of course you would. If you get a parrot and you don't teach it the worst swear words, there's something wrong with you. I've got a 2-year-old child and he can say some choice ones. So I'm not here to judge that one. But I am here to judge this story. You might have seen it online. The mum who claimed £650,000 from injuries of a car crash, saying that it left her disabled, that she couldn't work. She lost the claim when she entered a Christmas tree throwing contest and they put a picture online. Ooh, yeah, to be fair, if you are strong enough to throw a Christmas tree, you probably could work. You could work in the Christmas tree throwing industry for a start, so yeah. That must be so awkward, though, when you've claimed £650,000 that you can't work and there's a picture of you lobbing a spruce. What do you say? Like, I'm cured? It's a Christmas miracle? I like this news story. Then again, I probably would. A low-pitched voice, like Barry White or people with low voices, is sexier for a long-term relationship, according to a recent piece of research. Lower-pitched, is it? I mean, is it? Lower-voiced pitch makes men and women sound more attractive to potential partners. Ladies, hello, why do you like a deep voice? What is that? And here's the shocking thing. I kind of immediately go like, yeah, okay, ladies like a man with a deep voice. Let's hope so, ladies. But why do men like a woman with a deep voice? We want to relive the Kinks Lola song? What moment of... As a bloke, I'm thinking, you know, if you see someone, they look absolutely stunning. Beautiful hair, great skin, they're gorgeous. They're your ideal. And you go up and you say, hi, how are you doing? And they say, I'm doing all right, thanks. I don't know that wouldn't be a red flag. Maybe I'm being harsh. You know me, my body is a temple. Well, my body's like Temple Tube Station. Old, decrepit, dirty. Many people have had use of it. But what I'm saying is I do like to try and keep fit. And there's a new way of squeezing apples for their juice that may give you a health boost. What? Spiral filter press increase the polyphenol content by 4 times as much as regular squeezing. Oh, apparently polyphenols, a natural plant compound found in the fruit, red wine and, well, let me stop you right there. I could find an easy way of getting more into my body. But scientists say that the new method excludes the oxygen, which usually degrades the nutrients. Right. So scientists have been working out new ways to squeeze apples. Any word on the cure for the common cold or the worst diseases? No, sending people to Mars. Not quite there yet, but we have worked out how to squeeze Apple's another way. I get the feeling it's at this stage where I'd welcome AI as our overlords. I've got a couple of stories that I just want to quickly bring you. One of them makes me look good, one doesn't. It's a story about how Gen Z, almost all Gen Z job applicants, people who are wanting jobs, admit to not having turned up for an interview. Well, how did you expect to get the job? Honestly, kids these days. And just when I was about to go on a rant about how pointless and ineffective these Gen Zers are, there's a story that says jeans have returned to Brit's number one fashion items after being uncool. Were they? I've been wearing them all the time, so maybe Generation X's, we've not been so great either. Ugh, finger on the pulse. Right, podcast done. Kids still believe that men are more likely to be pilots or footballers, while nursing and hairdressing jobs are for women. But, you know, I don't know if you actually go through and look at the number of people doing those jobs. Kids are right, but they're getting told off for it. I don't know. Are there more male pilots than women? If so, who are we blaming? The stupid, those little sexist kids. What kind of rampant misogyny these four-year-olds must be drawing in crayon. Sylvester Stallone says that Adele refused to buy his house unless his Rocky statue was part of the deal. You would, wouldn't you? Of course you would. I was going to do something about negotiating that contract, and then things got rocky, but I just can't be bothered. And then Travis Kelce, or whatever it's called, has been handing out guitar picks to Taylor Swift fans. Because he's, picking them up around the house, handing them out. At least that's better than it could have been if he was nicking other stuff to try and sell it on eBay. But watch that space, see what happens. That's all the news you need. You got all the info. Subscribe to wherever you found this podcast. Tweet me, at Mr. Stephen Allen. All the other socials, it's the same username. I'm on eBay as well now, because I bought a thing for the car. Email me, at mrstephenallen.co.uk. And until next time.
Thank you for listening to Stephen Allen, almost daily.